A University of Nevada, Reno study has been looking into a new way to restore land that's been burned by wildfire to prevent the land from being charred again. Reno Public Radio's Bree Zender has more.
Allison Onure is a PhD student at UNR, and she spends her research time driving all across northern Nevada, rummaging through fields and collecting seeds from native grasses and brushes by hand. She showed me some of them at a biology lab at UNR.
So this is the Canactus deglacii, the little poofball seed that I was telling you about. They're very difficult to collect, but they're very beautiful in my opinion. So I have a lot of fun collecting these.
What she's doing with these seeds might seem pretty simple, but what Onure is doing might end up being some of the most important work in preventing wildfire in Nevada. Onure, along with UNR professor Beth Ledger, are partnering with the Bureau of Land Management to find the best seeds that will grow into full plants across the state to help restore public land that has been burned by wildfire.
I hate to use this pun, but it's a grassroots effort.
80% of the land in Nevada is public, and Ledger says the BLM is in charge of restoring about 70% of it. The problem the Bureau faces is this restored land keeps getting burned. The BLM says the fires, despite years of research and land restoration, statistically keep getting bigger and bigger. It's a problem that affects quite a few ranchers who use public lands for their animals to graze on. Rancher Greg Simons has nearly 11,000 animals grazing on public lands near Battle Mountain.
Since 1999, over 30% of us burned twice, and we've had up to 5 fires on the same site.
He's lost several animals due to these fires. Ranchers like Simons remain resilient, but their plate fuels researchers like Ledger, who has been working to fix this problem for about a decade. After a wildfire ravages public land, the BLM plants seeds over the area to restore the environment. But Ledger says the major issue is that those seeds are native to the West, but not really local to Nevada.
These are natives, in quotes, but the source of the seeds that we're planting in Nevada is often very, very far from Nevada. Its original collection location is Oregon or Washington or sometimes even Canada.
Since the seeds come from areas that have more rain, the plants just don't grow well here, if at all.
That's not how nature works. Evolution shapes plant traits to match their environment, and expecting a plant from a 25-inch precip zone to do okay in Tonopah is not really rational.
And the plants that do grow typically are annuals, which die after their first season.
Annuals, they live fast, die young, make a ton of litter, and catch on fire.
And since these plants don't grow well here, it makes a lot of room for, cue evil music, cheatgrass.
Cheatgrass just fills in all of the space. So there's just more fuel, and it's finer, it's drier, and more capable of supporting a fire. My name's Lee Turner.
He's from the Nevada Department of Wildlife. Turner works with the BLM to restore land after wildfire. It's something he's done for 2 decades. Turner, along with researchers from the BLM, says the massive amount of grass acts like a fuse between bigger plants.
I mean, it's perfect. I mean, it's perfect fuel. And you get a windy day and a lightning strike, and, you know, that turns into 10,000 acres, and that turns into 100,000 acres over in no time.
Fred Edwards is a regional coordinator for the BLM. He didn't speak on tape, but he says the problem is there hasn't been a lot of conclusive research into what kind of restorative plants grow well without agricultural assistance in the high desert. Ledger, the UNR professor, is continuing to explore that question. But she says the ideal seeds to plant in Nevada are going to be more expensive than the ones the BLM has planted in the past.
But if you think about it in terms of price per success, it might end up being, you know, a better outcome.
Another challenge to face is that the kind of place that produces these high desert specific seeds at a mass scale doesn't really exist at this point. Here's Lee Turner from the Department of Wildlife again.
You know, there have been lots of discussions over the years. How do we get better at getting local seed sources? And people have tried to get this thing moving, and it's sort of moved forward in fits and starts.
Both researchers say it's going to take another few years for this to be implemented full scale because, well, the process is kind of like watching grass grow, because it actually is watching grass grow. Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News,